From the editors of Impark Magazine, this is Impark Tracks. Today, I'll be reading you a roundup of this week's top five news stories selected by the editors of Impark Magazine. First up, $2.5 million plan for National Animation Museum approved in California. On July 5th, 2022, it was announced that the budget was approved for the National Animation Museum in the 2022-2023 state budget. The funds will help develop a virtual and physical museum to provide educational experiences for students and professionals and preserve California's rich animation history. Demand for animated content is at an all-time high. The Animation Guild of Burbank has reported record numbers of artists, technicians, and writers. Animation and illustration departments in California art schools have grown, increasing the number of available courses to meet the growing number of students. Many film schools now have their own animation programs, as opposed to past decades when animation programs were smaller components of larger curriculum. The National Animation Museum will provide educational experiences celebrating the history and inspiring the future of animation. The immersive, interactive, and educational programs developed by the museum will spark creativity and innovation in students, teaching both professionals and their families. The funds secured by the senator will be used to launch this laudable museum. Next up, Fantawild Glorious Orient opens to visitors in Huayan, China. Fantawild Glorious Orient in Huayan, China opened on July 1st. The park was developed by Fantawild Holdings, Inc. and the local government of Huayan. With a total investment of over $440 million, the park occupies an area just under 150 acres. Featuring five themed streets as well as eight indoor and more than 30 outdoor attractions, the new park is estimated to receive over 3 million visitors per year. Visitors can experience China's rich history and catch a glimpse of the culture and traditions of eras gone by while immersing themselves into a totally different world. This new park makes use of immersive technology such as AR, VR, and spherical screens to present stories. On their indoor rafting attraction, visitors board boats to witness fierce sea battles and better understand the legendary life of the Chinese Navy. Visitors are immersed in historic events and can soak up the patriotic and adventurous spirit embodied on board this cruiser. Huayan Fantawild Glorious Orient provides something for everyone: entertainment, dining, and themed performances. Next up, Shanghai Disneyland reopens after months of lockdown. Shanghai Disneyland reopened its gate on June 30, 2022, welcoming guests back for happiness, adventure, and thrills. The resort had been shut down since March 21, 2022, after COVID-19 cases began rising in the city, which led to the lockdown. The long-anticipated reopening of Shanghai Disneyland invites guests to once again immerse themselves in signature Disney storytelling and adventures. To give new and returning guests a warm Disney welcome, the resort's leadership and cast members lined up at the iconic Mickey Floral and along Mickey Avenue as the park's gates reopened. Next up, Saw the Experience is opening in London in October 2022. The Path Entertainment Group announced on July 13th that they are opening Saw the Experience in London in October of 2022 in partnership with Lionsgate and Twisted Pictures. Saw the Experience will be an adrenaline-fueled theatrical experience bringing to life new twisted games in the world of the horror film franchise. Combining the thrill of escape rooms with nerve-jangling horror, players will be pushed to their limits in this new participatory theatrical experience. This will be the first official live immersive experience in the UK and is billed as a new concept that pushes the boundaries and challenges audience expectations of immersive experiences. Jennifer Brown, EVP and head of Global Live Interactive and Location-Based Entertainment at Lionsgate, stated, "With the enduring global popularity of the Saw franchise, we are excited to partner with Path Entertainment Group to bring the first Saw immersive experience to London." And finally, Meow Wolf co-founder Matt King has died. On July 11, 2022, the Meow Wolf Workers Collective announced that Meow Wolf co-founder and senior creative director Matt King has passed away. He was 37 years old. King's projects with Meow Wolf spanned no less than 24, including the Meow Wolf flagship venue in Santa Fe. King also led the Art Team Task Force, a team of 25 internal and local artists for Meow Wolf's Omega Mart venue in Las Vegas. The Meow Wolf Workers Collective stated, "Matt was an enormous talent. His work has inspired and will continue to inspire millions of people, many of whom never would have visited an art exhibition otherwise. Matt was passionate about using Meow Wolf's art to connect our audience to the transcendence of creativity that is always around us, just underneath the familiar world. And that's all for this week's news brief of our top five news stories chosen by the editors of Impark Magazine. This has been Impark Tracks, the audio companion to Impark Magazine. This episode was recorded by me, Philip Hernandez, with post-production by David Swope. Our executive producers are Philip Hernandez and Martin Palicki. The Impark Magazine staff includes Judith Rubin, Joe Kleiman, and Erica Schwer.